Moncrief on News Talk.
There are all sorts of things AI can claim to do, often with variable results. But can it dispense reliable financial advice? The journalist Saoirse Handy decided to put it to the test. Afternoon, Saoirse.
Hello.
So what exactly did you want it to tell you, or what were you hoping it might tell you?
Well, I set out thinking, you know, oh God, am I going to have to like feed in my financial details and pitfalls into here? Like, do I have to say, you know, I owe this person this much and I have this to pay for and that to pay for. But in the end, the angle that I ended up taking was, can you kind of get reliable, not just, you know, financial advice in terms of like, you know, no AI is going to tell you reliably like what to invest in or something. But could you have it tell you things like, you know, understanding your own patterns and give you advice on how to improve on that? Or if there's a reason that you know, are an impulsive spender or you find it hard to save or, you know, all these kinds of things. Because obviously, like, so much of that goes back to how you were raised and the different various things you saw as you grew up or, you know, the job you have. All those things are impacted. And so much of it is so personal. And Irish people are so bad at wanting to talk about it with each other that an AI sounding board could kind of give you somewhere to start to unlock a little bit of that and hopefully then go forward with like better tools to manage your money better.
Yeah. Did you try out all the AIs, so to speak, on this, or did you focus on one in particular?
I asked the question to ChatGPT and to Copilot and to Gemini, and I'm not somebody who's very familiar with any of the three. Like, I'm not someone who uses the platform at all, to be honest. So for me, it was actually kind of a learning curve anyway. But in the end, I just went with Copilot because it was just handy on my laptop. But all three, what I thought was interesting, you know, the first prompt that I would have given, a lot of the responses were kind of similar. Like, it's very much clearly, you know, there's a pattern of how it speaks to you, I think, that really doesn't really differ depending on what you use.
Yeah. Okay. So is there, and then, you know, you hear this a lot when people are asking AI about all sorts of things. It's just kind of parroting back what you've just said to it, but in a rather complimentary way.
Yeah, that really surprised me that I was like, this is really like, this AI entity doesn't know me at all. I have nothing to base this off of. But it's flat out, like, honestly, take me to dinner first. Like, it was there being like, you know, you are so analytical about your finances. You're so good. Most people don't even do that. You're amazing for doing this. It is really one of your strengths and blah, 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 blah. And it's obviously building that on what I had said, because where we started off was I said, look, can you be my financial therapist? I want to understand X, Y, Z better. And then it would kind of prompt me different things and say, okay, and if you think about this, what does that make you feel? And so I gave it a slight kind of, I suppose, not quite a bio, but like, you know, a quick little overview of, okay, here's where I'm at. Here's where I think my strengths and weaknesses are. You know, what can we do with that kind of a thing? And rather than saying, you know, you are impulsive or any of this, it was more kind of saying like, you know, you really value financial freedom and you really value seeing the good things in life and being able to enjoy them. And I was like, well, yeah, but it's costing me.
Yeah, but isn't that what you say that to everyone, really?
Well, this is it. You know, I feel like it's also, I think, a little bit repetitive. You know, I had reams and reams and reams of text. Like, I dropped in and out over a couple of days, which I do think is good that you could kind of pick up where you left off at any point, because it does save the conversation and build on that as you're going, which is, you know, kind of creepy or innovative, depending on how you're looking at it. But at the start, I was like, okay, it's kind of understanding where I'm coming from and it's referring back to things I'd said before. But eventually I felt like we were just kind of going around in circles and getting the same thing. You know, I would say we would expand on one thing, but then it would always bring it back to another. I don't know if that's trying to prove the point of like, oh, you've said this before and I remember, or if it's just that it's quite cyclical, because obviously, like, this is the thing. You're not, if I was sat across a coach, like a money coach or a money therapist, like, they're going to be telling me things that I've said before, sure, but to remind me of it so we can discuss it further and delve in. Whereas this is kind of just like vomiting it back to me.
Yeah. So did it tell you anything that you had, you know, give you even a small epiphany about yourself or your spending habits?
Well, it said very flatteringly that rather than being obsessive and wanting to constantly keep an eye on my finances to check on things, it just said that I'm very on top of things, which I was like, okay, well, that's true. Some people would say a little too much. But what I did think was interesting was that it picked up on something that I do, which is, you know, I try and kind of when I get paid, you know, I try and move money into different places. So I know that everything has a destination so that whatever's left is what I can kind of spend with, you know, a pool. But I was, because I had said that I can sometimes towards the end of the month, you know, put something on a credit card and say, I'll pay myself back next month, it'll be fine. What it was suggesting to me instead was like, why aren't you setting up like a specific spending pot for yourself that's like guilt-free? And I have sometimes thrown like 50 quid in or something, but sure, that's gone by the first week when I see something that I like that I want. Yes. 50 quid, like that doesn't last me. So it's totally logical to expand on that if I have capacity to make that bigger, and therefore make the kind of guilt-free spending, you know, a little bit easier to access. And that was something that I was like, that's actually really obvious. I don't know why I didn't think of that. Mm. So I think having that as a sounding board was pretty good, that it was saying these things. Or, you know, it said even, you know, why aren't you dividing? You obviously like seeing, no, I'm not somebody who's going to bury my head in the sand and hope the money is there. I like to kind of look at it and make sure it's there. Even if it's a much smaller amount than I want it to be, at least I know it's there.
Yeah.
And it was kind of saying, well, maybe you should be, if you're someone who very much needs that constant reassurance that the money is there, why aren't you like kind of paying yourself every week? Like, sure, you get paid monthly, but what if you break it into week by week so that every week there's like a fresh pot of money to go from? So the kind of stuff that is maybe quite obvious, but having it, I suppose, parroted back to me was kind of like, oh yeah, that actually really would make me feel better.
Yeah, it didn't advise you to invest in crypto.
No, thankfully not.
No.
My next question
that's
would be,
what you'd
can
expect.
Please explain crypto to me.
Saoirse, thanks a million. As ever, that was the journalist Saoirse Handy there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.